Is STEAM education like enough?
Yeah.
It feels like it's a question everyone's asking these days, you know.
Either way.
We're going to be diving into this Dickey Culture blog post, and it really got me thinking. One thing that's so cool about them is they're experienced designers.
Interesting.
They're not educators, so it's a whole different way of looking at this whole question.
Yeah, and that's really refreshing, actually, to get that outside perspective because, I mean, it's 2024.
Right.
The old rules about education, careers, it's all changing so fast.
Totally. And they don't hold back either, these Sticky Culture folks. The blog is like, okay, STEAM is great, but is it really enough for this world that's like, I don't know, exploding with AI and automation and, oh, yeah, globalization.
Yeah.
You know, all of it. They're saying we need people who can adapt super quickly. Like, problem solving should be an Olympic sport.
Mm.
And emotional intelligence, all that, like human stuff that needs to be a bigger part of the picture.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because they talk about the Montessori method. And I always think of Montessori as being very kind of ahead of its time,
right,
with self-directed learning and all that.
Mm.
But they make this point, like, even Montessori needs an upgrade for where we're headed.
Okay, see, that's where I was like, whoa, an upgrade to Montessori. Tell me more. So their answer to this, are you ready, is something they call the E3 framework,
okay. Which
is empower, equip, evolve.
Catchy, right?
It is catchy, and it's smart because they're not saying throw everything out.
Right.
It's like build on the good stuff that's already there.
The STEAM, the CELL, all of that. But let's add those missing pieces for this future that's, like you said, not about checking boxes. It's about constantly adapting.
Yes. Forget just prepping for, like, your next job. This is about a lifetime, you know?
Exactly.
Like, does that feel intense to anybody else?
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
No, it is intense because it's a real shift. I mean, think about it.
It is.
Most education now is still, like, good grades, go to college, get a stable job.
Right, the linear path.
Right. E3 is saying, what if the most valuable skill is being able to learn, unlearn, and relearn constantly?
Okay, see, now that's exciting to me because if the old map is out the window.
It is.
We get to, like, make our own path.
Exactly. And that brings us to that first E, empower.
Ooh.
Because imagine, right, you have all this knowledge,
okay. But
you don't have that ability to actually act on it, to do something with it. Especially when things get hard, when there are challenges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good recipe for success in this world.
It's true, though, right? Like,
yeah. The
future is just going to be curveball after curveball.
Yeah. And that's really what resonated with me about this blog post, too. Like, Sticky Culture, they're talking about resilience, adaptability, emotional intelligence. All that is so crucial.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even having the right answer anymore. It's like being okay with not knowing and figuring it out.
Totally. Oh, they have this one idea I thought was so smart, using projects that are like real-world challenges, like a flight simulator, but for life.
I love that analogy
because
it's so true. Think about it. In the real world, problems don't come like nicely packaged
right. With
a solution, right?
Right.
It's messy. You don't know what's going to happen. The goalposts move. E3 gets that. You know, it's saying, like, let's design these learning experiences that actually reflect that.
Yeah. Okay. But to even do that,
right,
don't you need, like, some knowledge to start?
Yeah.
Some tools, you know?
100%. And that's the second E-equip.
There it is.
And it's not just knowing a bunch of facts, right? It's about building that adaptable knowledge base. And they kept emphasizing interdisciplinary learning, you know, connecting those dots between different subjects.
It's like they're saying, if you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But this is like the world throws you a curveball and you're like, hold on, let me get my trusty interdisciplinary toolkit. I'm going to build a rocket ship.
Okay, I love that visual. You're so right. Because they're saying, yeah, have a toolbox, but also you might need to build your own tools.
Whoa.
Because what happens when you have a problem that's never been solved before?
Right. There is no tool.
Exactly. That's where that being able to learn quickly, that becomes as important as what you already know.
That's kind of mind blowing. So
okay.
It's not even what you know. It's how fast you can learn, unlearn the old stuff and relearn in this whole, like, crazy shifting world.
It is. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, it's a huge shift, right? It's saying education isn't just about absorbing information. It's about being active. It's about directing your own learning.
So it's less like, I don't know, a finished product and more like you're always a beta version.
Yeah.
Always updating.
Yes.
Which reminds me of something else. They talked about collaboration and communication. They're like, those are non-negotiables.
Uh-huh.
Especially with AI becoming such a big deal.
And not just AI,
Yeah.
working with people from all different backgrounds and fields and ways of thinking, that's going to be essential too.
Totally.
Think about the huge challenges we have, like climate change, social justice, all of it. We can't solve those alone. We need people who can like bridge those gaps, talk to each other, work together.
Collaborate. And that takes us, of course, to the final E, evolve. But this was not just about like students, right? This is the whole shebang. It's like the meta E, right? So they're saying, okay, the traditional model with the separate subjects and the, just sitting there listening, that needs to change big time.
Big time, yeah.
They're talking about designing the whole curriculum around these real-world problems where you'd need like every subject. So say it's climate change, right? You're not just looking at the science. You're thinking about the economics, the ethics, sociology, the whole nine yards.
It's interesting, though, because they connect this to something they call ethical reasoning, which I thought was really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're saying the biggest problems, they're not just technical problems,
Oh.
they're ethical dilemmas.
That makes sense. Look at AI, right? I mean, it's got huge potential, but how do we make sure it's used ethically? Like, that's not in a textbook.
Exactly. So we need people who can actually deal with that complexity, the ethics, Thinking critically, thinking about how their decisions affect everything else.
It's almost like we're talking about raising these like philosopher makers, which sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
But this evolve thing, this is
It
big.
is big.
Like, how do you even start to change a whole system?
Well, they talk about for starting small.
Okay.
It's got to be these small changes. Educators who are like, I'm going to challenge how we've always done it, Try new things, give students more control.
So it's not about like this perfect plan. It's about being willing to experiment, to adapt, like you said, to evolve, give everyone those tools, that mindset to like face whatever comes next.
And that's what I think is so important here, because this isn't just about kids in school, it's all of us.
So true.
We're all learning our whole lives, whether we realize it or not.
This whole deep dive, I'm like, okay, what's my E3 plan? You know what I mean?
Me too.
What about you? Are you thinking that way too?
This blog post really reminded me that we're all part of this, shaping the future. It's about being open to those new ways of learning, adapting, being curious, evolving with the world.
And you know what? We might just surprise ourselves with what we can do.
We might.